Are you ready to play 60?
I was rooting for you guys.
You brought your giant-sized appetite.
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop at MetLife Stadium, where on Sunday the Giants open up their home schedule against the Arizona Cardinals. The Giants are also celebrating 90 seasons of Giants football. As you enter the stadium on Sunday, don't forget to tap the Giants pride sign. We've got a great show lined up for you, including a look back at the legendary career of Frank Gifford. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Bose, and a look back at last week's season opener in Detroit.
New York Giants football is on the air from Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan. The New York football Giants kick off the 2014 season as they take on the Detroit Lions.
You know, folks, it's all about Monday night. Back to business.
It ain't too often you get two undrafted guys on the same field, playing the same position. Not just often you got this much talent on this field.
Stafford back to throw, steps up in the pocket, now rolls to his right, being chased by DeMontre Moore. Now heaves one downfield, wide open, Calvin Johnson catches it at the 25, and he'll just walk into the end zone for a touchdown. Stafford back to throw. The Giants bring pressure. Stafford rolls left, buys time, throws it back to the middle of the field, and a diving catch in the end zone for a touchdown. Calvin Johnson.
Let's settle down. All right. We have had the quarterback twice. He's not a treble guy, and we haven't made the play. Listen, everybody, settle it down. Take a deep breath. Don't go outside the framework. Do your job, okay?
Fourth and goal to one. Giants spread the formation. Manning takes the snap, lobs it for Donnell, who makes the catch for the touchdown. Larry Donnell with his first career touchdown catch.
Well, they had us fooled all along in the preseason. They did have tight ends, huh?
We giving them that. They didn't earn it.
Andre Williams, the tailback, Manning on a play fake. He's under pressure. He has to run away from a sack. He lobs one downfield, intercepted. At the 19-yard line, picked off by Glover Quinn.
I'm saying you got to block it.
Yeah.
Oh, I just practice everything slow motion. You got to run. You got to block the play.
Second and goal inside the one. Manning, handoff Jennings. He dives up high, reaches for the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown.
You get another shot. Hey, next week we need everybody.
Final score, Lions 35, Giants 14.
That's Sights and Sounds. We've moved inside of MetLife Stadium. On Sunday home games, when the Giants leave their locker room, they walk right down this corridor before they hit the field at MetLife Stadium. As the players as a team walk down this hallway, this is the last thing that they see before they head out onto the field. This is the original sign, the Giants pride sign that all the players touch, and it's taken the city by storm.
The stadium's rocking. It's New York football Giants game time.
Get to work.
Dr. Valentino, the OR, please. Dr. Valentino.
All right, here you go. Here's your number 24.
Thank you. Who's next?
New York Giant pride right there. Giants pride. It's everywhere.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. We've moved into the New York Presbyterian Hospital Legacy Club inside of MetLife Stadium. Frank Gifford is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. A lot of younger fans remember him only as the voice of Monday Night Football. But here's a look back at the brilliant career of number 16.
When I was a senior at USC, it was the first time I ever came to New York. We played Army in Yankee Stadium. And I remember walking up and looking around and thinking, wow. I'd just be looking around like every other country boy at these big lights. And all of a sudden, here I was coming up the dugout that Joe DiMaggio had come up. And the reason being that Mr. Mara, he scouted me at that Army game. And it was amazing to me that I would wind up there a year later.
And as fate would have it, Gifford was selected as the Giants' first round pick in the 1952 draft.
I loved to play, and I guess I had this kind of all-around ability, whereas some people have can really fast and they can do certain things, run over people. I could do all of it fairly well.
As the Giants began to rise in the NFL, Gifford quickly became one of New York's shining stars, and his impact would help the Giants return to glory in 1956.
Now, 1956 was a very special year by any standard. New York had all of a sudden awakened to the fact that there was a professional football team. And it wasn't just the Yankees, it wasn't just DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle. And all of a sudden we were selling out Yankee Stadium. You put that all together into a magical year, if you will. We had Vince Lombardi as the offensive coach, Tom Landry as our defensive coach. And defense wins. You're not going to lose a game if the team doesn't score any points. And we had the best defense in football, and we had a pretty good offense when offense was growing up. And we had a magical season and wound up beating the Chicago Bears for the NFL championship 47-7 in Yankee Stadium. And as far as I'm concerned, that was when not only the Giants arrived, that was when pro football arrived.
With a new era underway, Gifford and the Giants would become a dominant force in the league. And with the popularity of pro football on the rise throughout the country, the advertising world would hone in on Gifford and his teammates' celebrity status by putting them in dozens of advertisements and TV commercials.
We did advertisements for anything and everything.
Hey, Joe, are you still using that greasy kid stuff on your hair? What else? Vitalis. That's what else.
You don't need greasy kid stuff. Try Vitalis. Smooth, easy.
Gifford was the toast of the town, but in 1960, Frank would sustain an injury that would put his playing career in serious jeopardy. He would sit out the entire 1961 season before valiantly returning to the Giants in 1962.
Here's Frank Gifford, most happy to again be a member of the fraternity.
Well, it was the toughest year of my life, football-wise. Once having been the New York Giant, and all of a sudden, I was having a hard time even making this football team. And for the first time in many, many years, as the season opened, I was on the bench. And then in the second game, we were playing in Pittsburgh. And Wyatt Tittle was the new quarterback. He didn't know me from Adam. All of a sudden, got me in the huddle with him. And he said, you got something, Frank? I said, yeah, let's go 1X right. And you better split the L man and circle to be back. And we needed a big play. It was third and long. And somehow, I caught the ball. We get the first down. And when he came back, and he said, what else you got? I just got a fly. Give me a fly. And it was the most important catch of my life, I think. And I caught it just by the tip of the ball, and I was back. And I played that season and actually went back to the Pro Bowl as a wide receiver.
Frank Gifford was a prolific player and a Hall of Famer for the New York Giants. Time for this week's two-minute drill brought to you by MetLife. And speaking of two-minute drills, how about the Giants' thrilling win against the Cardinals in 2001?
On December 15, 2001, with the Giants trailing the Arizona Cardinals 13-10 late in the game, quarterback Kerry Collins would lead Big Blue downfield in search of a victory.
40 seconds to go. 13-10 Arizona. Second and goal at the 5. Collins over center. calling signals, takes the snap, drops back, looks right, throws right. Coomer's got it! Touchdown! For the first time this year, the Giants march down the field in the fourth quarter and take the lead.
70 yards.
Collins to Toomer, five-yard pass. And the Giants finally come from behind and win a football game this season.
The win marked the Giants' latest come-from-behind victory since a game in 1953 versus the Chicago Cardinals.
Amani Toomer with so many clutch plays in his Giants career. And don't forget, at halftime of the Giants and Cardinals, as the Giants celebrate their 90 years of history, the Giants record holders will be on hand. Now it's time for Giants Access Blue Trivia with Matthias Kiwanuka.
Who holds the Giants record for the most games played during their career? The answer coming up after the break. Michael Strahan holds the record for the most games played during their career here with the Giants with 216.
Thanks to Matthias Kiwanuka for participating in Giants Access Blue Trivia. We are in the Giants locker room in MetLife Stadium as the Giants take on the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday in front of the locker of one of the Giants' leaders, Antrell Roll. So we sent Anita Marks into the Giants locker room to ask his teammates how well they know 26.
Hi, Giants fans. Anita Marks here. We've got a brand new segment this season called How Well Do You Know? We're going to find out how well do Giants DBs know their captain, Antrell Roll. All right, so this is an easy one. Which college did Antrell Roll go to?
He went to Miami, not the real U of M, though.
What?
Exactly. The real U of M is Michigan. He just went to Miami.
Does he have a nickname?
Yes.
What is it?
Where's Trail? I mean, everybody said where Trail at, so I'm just going with Trail.
Nope. What is his nickname?
Six.
What's his favorite music? What's his favorite genre?
R&B.
I would say hip-hop and rap.
R&B.
Oh, wow. I can tell by the lotion. He uses some smell-good lotion, so it makes sense.
Give me an artist. What artist is he listening to a lot lately?
Lately? Hey, Captain Cruz. Captain Cruz?
Bringing me in.
Yes,
here.
I am.
What's the question? Antrell listens to an array of music. If I had to pick an artist right now, I would have to go Trey Songz. He likes it all. R&B. He likes Katy Perry.
He likes everything.
That would be John Legend.
close.
I know we're talking to a lot of the DBs on how well they know Antrell Roll, but we gotta bring in John Beeson. Why? Because him and Antrell Roll are tight as thieves. They went to the same college together. So if anybody knows Antrell Roll, it's you. Are you ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
It should be easy.
What's his favorite movie?
Oh, favorite movie is Iron Man 2.
Nope.
That's a hard one.
Men of Honor.
Men of Honor?
Is that a good one? I've never seen it.
No.
It's not a good one. I shouldn't rent it.
Not for it to be a favorite. No.
No. What's the most common thing he says?
I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right.
I'm with you when you're right now.
Who is Antrell's favorite football player growing up?
Oh, man. I don't know this one.
Deion Sanders?
I don't know Deion Sanders.
I'm starting again, Trey. I guess I don't know you that well, Trey.
Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith.
Yes! Yes! If he could play one position.
Go ahead, yeah.
We're trying to find out how well does he know Antrell Roll. So the last question is, if Antrell Roll could play one position other than a DB, what would it be?
Quarterback. Yep. Quarterback.
And that would be correct. If Antrell could play any other position, what would it be?
Quarterback.
Yeah.
they knew that.
Thank you to Anita for taking the temperature of some of the Giants players about one of their teammates, Antrell Roll. Time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
Don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic.
we just getting started. Don't panic. Real, real, getting kind. Watch the fake, fake, hide. But don't panic. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. But don't panic. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Talk a fist. Got the whole set. See you four planets. Just getting started. Don't panic. Don't panic. If you a star, I'm a whole planet. Don't panic. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Real, real, getting kind. Watch the fake, fake, hide. But don't panic. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. But don't panic. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Don't panic.
That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. More of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this.
This week's look at Jameel McClain in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota, Sunday the Giants open up their home schedule against the Arizona Cardinals. Jameel McClain is one of the new Giants, and every year in Maryland he has his Jameel McClain Youth Football Camp.
Bring it in. You ready? You got to say it loud. I want everybody to hear. One, two, three, finish!
Let's hear it, young people!
Ready? Go! We got to pick this tempo up. Let's go. There you go.
That's it.
Go. Nice.
Good job.
Hey, Giants fans. This is Jameel McClain, number 53. And here we are at my football and fitness clinic in Maryland. We're having an amazing time.
Show them how it's done. Yeah! There it is. Ooh, look at the feet on him!
Run right at it. Run right at it.
Oh, that's sweet.
This is myself and Josh Bynes' event. You know, Josh plays with the Baltimore Ravens. And the whole premise behind this was giving a proper and a healthy message to the kids.
Time flies fast. So now you got to start thinking about the very next step and severing yourself from somebody else. Cool? All right. Jameel has always been a great guy in the community here in Baltimore. He does a lot of community work. He loves kids.
Catch me! No.
I'm stealing time away from them. They think, their parents think that the kids are excited to see me, but I'm more excited to see them.
This man is going to take my job one day.
And I see some nice athletes out there, but most importantly, I see some good students out there, too. You know, hearing what you guys want to do and hearing that some of you want to become doctors, lawyers, professional athletes, astronauts, anything that y'all want to do, you know, I like to hear those things.
He loves children, he loves young people, and he honestly, to me, is what we need to have more of in this entire country, and that is men that step up to be good role models and examples for young people.
Winners! Yes! I was rooting for you guys! Yes! Yes!
My commitment to the community, to every community, my commitment to the world, my commitment to the youth, you know, doesn't stop on wherever I'm located. It doesn't stop. You know, it's something that I was taught when I went to Syracuse, to always give back, to always be a part of something that's going to be bigger than yourself. And what better thing than to invest yourself into the youth?
Perfect. Good job.
Thanks, Giants fans, for joining me today. As you can see, we had a lot of fun. It's a lot of tired kids out here. I hope that I got y'all tired, too. I can't wait to get something like this up in New York. Go Big Blue. It's easy. I'm out of here, man.
Now it's time to shift gears for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants open up their home schedule. It's a short week, but a short week for Arizona as well, with both teams having played on Monday Night Football. Here are some of the do's for the New York Giants when they take the field against the Cardinals. Know where Larry Fitzgerald is at all times. Last week, Carson Palmer spread the ball around. Fitzgerald had only one catch in the game for 22 yards. You know that Arizona is going to want to get the ball in his hands because he's an explosive playmaker. But from the Giants' perspective, the most important thing is they've got to do a better job at winning at the point of attack when the Giants have the football. They've got to get their running game going and create favorable down and distance for this team to be successful. We know that the passing game is a work in progress, so what better way to attack a team than to attack their front seven and use their running game? And that's my perspective. Make sure when you come to the Giants and Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, you get there early. Make sure at halftime you check out the ceremony in which the Giants will celebrate their 90-year history, including the Giants record holders who will be on hand. And remember, when you're coming to the stadium, Giants pride signs will be everywhere. Come in and give it a touch. Follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and on Twitter @Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.